Before we talk about septic tanks and sewage sludge, we need to get rid of the urge, so to speak, to make jokes. So here's Cammy Suggs, owner of Leesburg Septic, talking about a growing problem for her industry, where to dump her honey trucks.
Right now, I mean, in all of Lake County, I've got 3 dumps at my disposal. You know, pardon the pun there.
Beginning next year, it'll be illegal to dump sewage sludge on land. But a pair of Republican lawmakers have bills that would reverse the ban and let the current dumping continue. Suggs charges up to $275 for a pump out and takes it to an approved landfill. But if the new regulations happen and one of the dump sites closes, she says that's going to change.
We've got to dump our trucks, so the only thing I can see is going to happen is just the prices are going to go sky high.
It's a big deal. There are nearly 3 million septic tanks in the state. They generate some 100 million gallons of sludge every year. Some ends up on highway shoulders, plant nurseries, or is mixed into soil for growing hay. And some of it's dumped indiscriminately on open fields, says Eric Draper, executive director of Audubon of Florida.
It's not illegal. That's the surprising thing.
Draper says every sewage sludge hauler should be forced to do what Suggs does.
Throwing septic out on an open field is a third world practice, and we're not a third world place. Let's put an end to it.
Senator Greg Evers, a Republican from Baker, has a bill that would do away with the new regulations. He calls it common sense. There aren't enough sewage treatment plants to get rid of septic tanks, he says, and there aren't enough reasonable alternatives to land application.
And so we have to do something with the waste that's pumped out of those.
Evers considers himself somewhat of an expert. He's one of the nearly 3 million septic tank users.
A lot of the things that I do here in Tallahassee is from self-experience, are things that I've been around. And so it adds a little common sense.
Evers' bill has yet to move in the Senate. A House version doesn't go quite so far. Sponsored by fellow Republican Brad Drake of Ukiana, it would simply extend the original 2015 deadline by 2 years. Where Evers sees common sense in the move, Draper sees another force at work.
The septic tank haulers got it delayed by a year, and now they're trying to get it delayed again.
5 years after the legislature set the deadline, the Department of Environmental Protection continues to study the problem. It's expected to finish the study in 2 years. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.